It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Here in California, lawmakers are considering a law that would ban young people from serving as interpreters in all medical situations. It would affect children who interpret for non-English-speaking family members, usually parents, in doctors' offices and in hospitals. The bill's author says it puts too much stress on the children to get it right. But many affected families worry they have no alternative. Youth Radio's Anthony Howrigi has more.
Susie Ramirez is 17 years old. Ever since she was 12, she's had to play interpreter between her mom and doctors.
Yeah, they don't take me seriously at first. Like, why does she have to be here? You know, she's a grown woman, you know. But I do have to be there.
I know, but I was like, wait.
Today, Susie's at a local clinic where nurses speak only English and Susie's pregnant mom speaks only Spanish.
Basically, they were just giving her medicine for her baby, and also they give her, like, vitamin supplements, and she wasn't sure to take them, like, you know, once after every meal or once a day. So I went and I asked the lady, and she explained it to me, and it was once after she ate lunch, so that was good. If not, you could overdose if she would have taken more, so luckily I was there to understand it, and I could translate for her.
Susie is like a lot of kids I know in Los Angeles with immigrant parents. Interpreting for her parents is part of her daily life, but not everyone thinks it's a good idea.
Kids don't have the vocabulary nor the content knowledge about what they're translating.
Leland Yi is a California state assemblyman. He's proposing a law to keep young people under 15 from interpreting in all medical situations.
Well, I was always rather nervous as to when I was translating for my mother. You know, the guilt and the anxiety that you feel, whether or not did you do the right thing? Did you translate accurately? Did you harm your mother? Did you do anything wrong that might make your mother a little bit sicker than she should be?
I definitely relate. I'll never forget this one time when someone in my family was in the hospital. All of a sudden, my mom's like, you have to translate. But what the doctor said confused me. And all my family kept saying was, are you sure? Did they really say that?
So often the information is translated inaccurately. The child themselves may not have a full grasp of the English language and therefore may not fully understand the information that has been shared with them. This is not good clinical practice.
My name is Debbie Glupchinski. I used to work in a practice where we had lots of patients from Vietnam and Cambodia, and I don't speak either of those languages.
So Dr. Glupchinski will rely on a service from AT&T.
But it's very awkward to pass a phone back and forth between you and a patient, because especially if somebody's in the emergency room or something like that, or they're in horrible, horrible pain, and you're asking a question and then passing the phone back and forth, it's really quite awkward.
Back at the clinic in Los Angeles, Susie's mom says she's against any law that would require her to use a professional interpreter instead of her daughter.
She thinks that her own child is a perfect person for translating, because sometimes she'll be watching like a boxing match and she'll notice that the professional translator won't say everything and he'll miss parts of it. So she's like, he's professional, isn't he supposed to know everything? And she notices that they miss parts of it. And since I'm her daughter, we understand each other and we like speak similar terms. So she feels more confident with me translating.
If the new law passes, Susana would be in a tight spot. Her daughter wouldn't be able to interpret for her anymore, but the clinic would not be required to find someone else who could. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Jauregui.
And that story was produced by Youth Radio.